Living Emunah, number 12, Hashem is always watching. The highest level of mitzvah observance is achieved when a mitzvah is observed in private, without fanfare or publicity. The nature of man is such that he seeks fame and recognition from other people. We must remember, though, that Hashem is always watching and recognizing every ounce of effort we invest in our avodas Hashem, our service of Hashem. When a person performs mitzvahs discreetly, this is an exercise not only in humility, but also in bitachon, trust in Hashem. The Meshech Chochmah teaches this concept in explaining the Gemara's comment, Kol ha'osek b'Torah b'layla, ha'shchina kenegdoi. Whoever learns Torah at night, the Shechina, Hashem's presence, is next to him. When the sages speak here of layla, night, the Meshech Chochmah explains, they refer to times when no one sees the studying, and he devotes himself to learning in complete privacy, solely for the sake of Hashem. Hashem loves the mitzvahs that we perform in private. In the next world, we will be shown that Hashem is watching every mitzvah we performed. Sometimes we are given the privilege of seeing how he watches and is taking note of our good deeds performed sincerely for his sake. Rabbi Pesach Eliyahu Falk told a remarkable story that took place around 30 years ago in Israel. A yeshiva boy took a ride in a taxi cab, and he was so engrossed in his learning during the ride that when the driver stopped at his destination, he forgot he was in a cab, and he thought he was just being given a lift. He thus exited the cab without paying. The driver realized that the boy did not intentionally fail to pay, and simply made an honest mistake, and so he decided to ignore it and he drove away. Just after he took off, however, the boy realized that he had not paid the driver, and started running after the cab as fast as he could. He almost caught up to the car as it stood at a red light. But just then, the light turned green and the cab drove away. The boy felt terrible. He probably thinks that all yeshiva students steal and cheat, he thought to himself. I must do whatever I can to pay. He started running after the cab again, and several times nearly caught it at a red light, only to watch it drive away just before he got there. Finally, after 20 minutes of frantic running, he caught up to the taxi. He knocked on the window, the driver opened it, and the boy said, I'm sorry, I forgot to pay you. And he handed the money to the driver. The driver was stunned. He repeatedly asked the boy, Ma? Ad po? What? You ran all the way here? He simply couldn't believe it. 30 years later, the boy, now a grown man, was walking down a street in Jerusalem, and he saw a sign announcing a special drasha, a special class that was being given by a certain rabbi on the subject of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name. This was a topic that was especially dear to the man's heart, and so he wrote down the time and place, and when the time came, he attended the shiur. He thoroughly enjoyed the lecture, and when it was finished, he went up to the rabbi to thank him. I just have one question, though, the man said. You mentioned in your shiur that if someone creates a real Kiddush Hashem, a real sanctification of Hashem's name, then Hashem will see to it that that person will personally witness its outcome. But I once made a Kiddush Hashem some 30 years ago, and I never saw anything come of it. He proceeded to tell the rabbi about the incident with the cab driver when he was a young yeshiva student. The rabbi's face lit up when he heard the story, and he smiled and he said, Ani hanahag, I was that driver. He was the cab driver, and he was so impressed by the yeshiva boy's integrity and the effort he made to pay the money that he decided to join a weekly Torah class, and he made a connection with the teacher, and eventually he became a Baal Teshuva, and after much study became a noted Rav. I am the fruits of your Kiddush Hashem, he said. Hashem has shown you the fruits of your actions 30 years later. We must trust that Hashem is watching and taking note of each and every mitzvah that we perform, and we will eventually see the fruits of our labor.